This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, January 7th. Well, we got the cattle markets showing some signs of stability here. Yesterday, we started out weaker, putting in a new low for the move in both lives and feeders, but then both of them reversed up and giving us a nice outside day higher in feeders and a nice reversal up in the live cattle. So we'll see where this takes us. If we get some follow through, I think that would sustain us for a couple days. Feeders are pretty close to the gaps from a few days ago. I think that will be our first resistance, and that will be an important price level. If the market fails from there, I think you'll see more momentum selling to the downside. As traders look at that chart formation and use it as a confirmation of at least an intermediate term high from the first trading day of January. In live cattle, we're not really that close to the gap, so we've got a little bit more to go to get that done. And that gap wasn't all that high, all that close to the high from late December. So it's a little bit different formation there, and I think more difficult for the live cattle to bounce back and kind of offset the bearish look that the chart has. But either way, the market appears to have found at least some temporary support here. The cash trade so far this week looks to be just slightly weaker from last week. Fed trade around 139 is down 1, and the dress trade at 220 is also down 1. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice up 163 at 269. Select was up 103 at 261. The spread was up 60 cents at 792. Movement was 154 loads. Slaughter rates running notably behind last week at 450,000 head. It's down 25,000 from last week, and down 17,000 from last year. So that's a red flag. And what it means is, you know, obviously we're just processing fewer cattle, whether that's because of consumer pushback and packers just can't move the volume, or the packers themselves can't process that many cattle. You know, obviously they have the capacity to, but for some reason they're not. And is it because of workers not showing up or getting sick? Is it a COVID issue, supply chain issue? It's hard to identify specifically, but the bottom line is that they're just not processing as many cattle, which if this continues, it creates a big problem for the feedlots, because again, they are fairly front-end loaded. They have to keep current on their marketings, or they get behind the pace pretty fast. For feeder cattle, the cash index was up 15 cents. We're sitting at 162.28. So we've had a bit of volatility there, which is not surprising coming into the holidays. You know, you're not going to have as many auction yards open, and it's a five-day moving average. So you've got numbers that can really skew the average. As we get into the new year, of course, we've got a full week behind us now. The auction yards are opening up, and we should have much more stability in the feeder cattle average. But for feeders, you know, feedlots are looking at empty pens. You know, they have way more capacity than the feedlot or the packers do, and they're looking at tighter numbers. The cattle herd, of course, has been declining, and so they're in a much different competitive stance for those available numbers. The thing that would really skew that fundamental outlook is if it doesn't rain in the southern plains and this drought continues across Texas, which houses 25% of the U.S. beef cattle herd. That's a huge number, and they are in the middle of a massive drought. So if pastures run out early, these calves are going to come off grass early. They're going to come off winter wheat early if producers want to take winter wheat to harvest. So there's all kinds of dynamics at play here. A lot of it based on what Mother Nature is doing. If the rains don't come, you're going to see another wave of herd liquidation, and that's not a bullish component in the short term. Longer term, it adds to the bullish component, but that's a good year down the road. And so timing, of course, is everything. With the herd contraction over the last couple of years, it obviously sets the stage for a bullish market in the cattle complex as you start to rebuild your herd. But I don't see that happening at least until next fall, until you get good grazing conditions in the north and a hay crop. And you're just not going to know that until you get into your summer. So there's certainly the potential for herd rebuilding down the road. But again, in the meantime, we've got a pretty serious situation going on in the Southern Plains where a huge part of your cattle herd resides. And if those rains don't come, you're just going to see another wave of liquidation, another wave of calves coming into the feedlots, another wave of cows being slaughtered, and another wave of beef production that comes into the marketplace and has to find a home. So at this point, you've got the consumer pushing back against record high beef prices. And the question is, are they going to become comfortable with where prices are now and just bite the bullet and buy it, or are they just going to switch to other proteins? That remains to be seen. Evidence so far would suggest that it's probably a combination of both, which makes sense. But there we are getting some pushback from the consumer, and I think that's going to be an issue as we move forward, especially as we work our way through some heavy numbers. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.